Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The president set to announce a deal to keep TikTok up and running. Tech reporter Mike Tobusky here with us to tell us what we know about it. All right, Mike, what do we know about the deal?
Yeah, so this would basically set up a deal to sell TikTok in accordance with legislation passed in a bipartisan fashion in Congress last year. TikTok is owned by a Chinese parent company, as we've been talking about, and now the app will fall under the control of a new joint venture. And who's involved in that joint venture is still sort of emerging. Over the weekend, President Trump told Fox News that Michael Dell, as well as members of the Murdoch family, would be involved in this deal. He hinted at some others. We know that Oracle is involved and currently responsible for securing how the app handles Americans' data. They will now also take control of the content recommendation algorithm. Guys, that algorithm has been a sticking point. Even one White House official acknowledged to ABC News that this was a tough point of negotiation. The TikTok algorithm is on China's export control list, meaning that they would not allow the sale of a TikTok algorithm to an American company. To get around this, under this new framework deal, a copy of the algorithm will be brought into this joint venture and overseen by Oracle. But guys, it's important to note, not all of the T's are crossed, not all of the I's are dotted, which means that despite the fact that we've been talking about this since 2020, we are still not at the end of this very interesting story for TikTok.
Well, Mike, when this takes effect, do you think users are going to notice a change?
I think in the short term, no. As we said, you know, there are still things that need to be resolved here. However, in the longer term, this would be an adjustment for TikTok users, I think. This copy of the algorithm would only really be limited in scope to Americans' user data, right? They would, you know, kind of be starting from scratch in terms of teaching this algorithm how to recommend videos to you in your feed. And that is going to be a significant change from the grand corpus of global data that TikTok's algorithm draws on right now. So I think over time, once you see this deal be finalized, once you see, you know, China approve the sort of details of this deal, you know, they have to, of course, issue an export license to some degree as well. I think you will start to see some adjustments. And you can imagine that Meta and Google are going to be watching this very closely. They are, of course, the main purveyors of TikTok's competitors in the United States, Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, both of which have failed to really capture the same audience that TikTok has. If something changes in TikTok's algorithm, will people find themselves dissatisfied and move over to those other platforms? Well, certainly, maybe. But as we've seen with the transition from Twitter to X under Elon Musk's ownership, changes to a recommendation algorithm, you know, can force people away. It also doesn't really force people away in some degree. You know, there are still many people who still operate on Twitter to the same, you know, degree and enthusiasm that they did before Elon Musk took over. That, I think, is a good comparison point for what could happen to TikTok.
All right, Mike, thank you. Mike Tobusky joining us live. The latest on that deal set to be announced later this afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.